Yeah. Also, I'd like to make another prediction. The Dallas Cowboys are getting the one seed in the NFC, by the way.
Riding the bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes. Riding the bench.
Welcome back to the Ride in the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
And my name is Caleb Brown.
And we are super excited to talk some sports with you guys today. We may talk crap about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that,
you may leave.
It's been a while.
It has been a minute. It's been a while.
I miss doing that.
Yeah.
We've had some technical difficulties, but it's also been a little bit because, Caleb, you've been working on some other stuff. What have you been working on? Tell the fans at home.
Shit ton of music, dude. A ton of music. First song just dropped on the 23rd. It's called South of Santa Clarita, featuring Eric Lopez, who we had on the podcast. That song's been doing great. People are loving it, and that makes me happy. And there's more in the works. And, yeah, dude, just a ton of music.
Definitely go stream South of Santa Clarita. It is a fantastic song.
Appreciate you, my boy.
Also, if this episode, the quality doesn't sound as good, one, we're on a new software. And two, I'm editing this episode.
Oh, boy.
For the first time ever, I am editing an episode. And so I'm never
terrified.
You guys just got to be patient with me, but I am editing the episode this week, so I'm trying to learn how to do it.
I'm super excited. I'm so scared.
Also, switch it up. I wrote everything this week, including NFL. So we're gonna jump straight into it because the season, week one, Caleb. I know you've been wanting to say it. Say it, dude.
Football is back.
Football is back. Let's go. I'm hyped. Had a fantasy draft on Saturday. Went pretty well. Got Jay Jettis in the 7th pick, dude. I have no idea how he fell that far, but I got him.
Nobody wants him because he doesn't have a reliable quarterback yet.
That's a great point. But, I mean, if he's available at 7, you have to take him.
Yeah, you take it. Was Jamar on the board?
No.
Oh, good.
No, Jamar was not on the board.
Good.
But Jahmyr Gibbs went 3rd overall.
I 100% am with that. Eric called me during his fantasy draft and goes, "Hey, I need your help." He said, "Should I take Bo Nix?"
Absolutely.
And I said, "Who else is on the board?" And he started naming quarterbacks, and I'm like, "No, I wouldn't take them over Bo. I wouldn't take them over Bo." And then he said Baker Mayfield.
Oh.
And I said, "You have Baker Mayfield on the board, and you asked me if you should take Bo Nix."
Yeah. That's
Baker
tough.
Is one of the most reliable fantasy quarterbacks ever.
For sure. So, yeah. I'd probably take Bo Nix just because of my bias. But
you're a homer, dude.
I get what you mean. Getting straight into the NFL news. First things first, prayers up for Caleb. Micah Parsons was traded to the Green Bay Packers for defensive tackle Kenny Clark and 2 first round picks. As well as being traded, Parsons signed a 4-year, $188 million deal, making him the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL.
In NFL history.
In NFL history, yeah. Well, that kind of goes to the same. But yeah.
NFL history, man. It sucks. It sucks. Don't get me wrong. As a Cowboys fan, and I'm sure I can speak for all the Cowboys fans, this shit sucks. But, on the other hand, am I upset about it? Yes. But at the same time, do I think it's a bad trade? No.
The sound quality should be a bit better now. I turned off my fan.
Sorry. Do I think it's a bad trade? No. Do I think the right move was trading Micah? In order to do what I think we're going to do, then yes. Because here's the thing. If there's one thing that the Cowboys cannot do, and especially couldn't do last year, was stop the run. All Micah, also, sorry, y'all, I've been recording music for the last however many hours, so I probably sound like shit, but.
You look like shit, too.
Dude, you're wearing a rainbow headband. Your hair looks, I can smell the grease from your hair through the video.
Screw you. Says the dude who asked me to bring him deodorant.
Oh, dude, it was bad. So, as I was saying, if there's one thing the Cowboys are bad at doing, it's stopping the run. All Micah does is sack the quarterback. Mm-hmm. All Micah does is sack the quarterback, which is great. But once again, as I don't want to quote Jerry Jones, but it is kind of valid. He's been hurt the last couple of years, especially last year. And, yeah, man, he's not doing anything to stop the run. So we need somebody that's going to stop the run. Now, we got Kenny Clark. Do I think Kenny Clark is going to do anything to our defense? Not really.
Yeah.
He's in his 10th year.
Uh-huh.
We have those two picks, which is going to be great. Those two first-rounders are great. The hope is that Jerry Jones doesn't take another offensive lineman in the first round. The hope is that we get somebody. What I really want to see is a middle linebacker. I really want a middle linebacker for us. But it's sad. Nice. It's sad to see Micah go, but I'm happy he got a payday. I'm pissed off he went to Green Bay. I would have, and I mean this, I would have rather Micah gone to Philadelphia than Green Bay.
Why is that? You hate Philly.
I know, but I want to see Micah Parsons win a Super Bowl ring, and he's never going to win a Super Bowl ring with Green Bay.
Jordan Love just doesn't have it.
Doesn't have it. So, that offense can't get going. That defense is going to get a little better. Defense wins championships, but Micah Parsons doesn't win championships alone. So,
well, yeah, because he was a Cowboy his entire career. That's why he doesn't win championships.
Yeah, good point.
I love that you have no cutback for that. But yeah,
I don't.
Jerry Jones, I mean, I thought it was stupid at first, but then he put it in a good way. You guys couldn't stop the run. And with those first round picks, you could go out and get two Micah Parsons. So, I mean, I thought Jerry Jones explained him. Don't get me wrong. I can't stand Jerry Jones. I think he's an idiot overall. But I think he explained his move.
Did he say he can go out and get two Micah Parsons?
With those first picks. Yeah, that's what he said. With those first round picks.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we're going to go steal the next Myles Garrett in the draft. the Broncos are winning a Super Bowl in the next 10 years. Give me a break, dude.
Okay. Too far. Too far. Moving on, real quick, James Cook signs a 4-year, $48 million extension with the Bills.
Yay!
The Vikings are signing Carson Wentz, which
love that.
He's old, but, whatever. The Commanders have extended Terry McLaurin on a 3-year, $96 million deal.
So everybody else in the NFL is getting an extension except for Micah. Cool. No, that's cool. I love it. I love that, dude. I love that so much.
He did request a trade first.
I don't give a shit. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Requesting a trade. Trey Hendrickson requested a trade. Terry McLaurin requested a trade.
That's a good point. That's a good point. We're talking about both of them.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper is returning to the Raiders on a 1-year deal.
Atta boy.
Didn't work great the first time. We'll see how it goes this time.
Yeah. I like Amari Cooper. As an ex-Cowboy, I'm a big Amari Cooper guy.
Yeah. Trey Hendrickson, as you mentioned, and the Bengals have agreed on a new deal with it's a 1-year deal, and it comes with a $14 million raise for Mr. Hendrickson.
Finally, dude. Took him long enough.
Yeah. For sure.
They were going back and forth with that guy.
The big debate over the last couple months has been what is going to be the deal with the Browns quarterback room. Making that decision a little bit easier, they decided to trade Kenny Pickett to the Las Vegas Raiders in exchange for a 2026 fifth round pick.
That's so, basically all he's worth, dude.
Yep.
If that.
Yeah. And it's crazy because he was actually in the running to be a starter in Cleveland. But they ended up going with Joe Flacco as the starting QB this week in week one in Cleveland.
Of course.
So, I mean, he has the most experience. It's better to him than either one of the rookies, or Deshaun Watson.
That's a good point.
So Joe Flacco got that. Just real quick, I want to mention it, but I don't want to give it too much attention because it has had enough already. Travis Swift and Taylor Kelce are engaged. That's all we're going to say about that because I don't
like Jacob it. Doesn't know how to be Jacob doesn't know how to be happy for anybody when they're on media. So what I'm going to say is congratulations to Travis and Taylor.
Do you want me to add clapping in?
Huh?
Do you want me to add clapping?
Yeah, can you?
I got you. This is a new software. I got you. I'm having so much fun with this new software.
Okay. So, oh yeah, Jacob can now control sound effects while recording, which that's going to be a problem. But yeah, just because it's all over the media and Jacob can't stand Travis Kelce or Taylor Swift, just because the team, the Chiefs are the most dominant team in the NFL. I am very happy for him. I hope they have a long, healthy marriage. Congratulations to Travis and Taylor. Congrats.
Oh, I wish them the best. I'm just tired of hearing about it. Like,
I don't even hear about it anymore, dude. It was hot for like 2 days. You're the only person that's probably still thinking about it, aside from them too.
Well, I had to think about it because I had to put it in the podcast this week.
Yeah, you probably think about their engagement more than they do.
No, definitely not. But I do love that it wasn't either one of them that came out and said, "Oh, this happened 2 weeks ago." It was Papa Kelce. I thought that was hilarious.
Oh yeah, that was sick.
And the last little piece of NFL news we want to talk about, the NFL top 10 players came out this week. And I just want to run through them real quick. So at number 10, you have Pat Surtain III from my Denver Broncos. Number 9, you have Justin Jefferson, the Vikings. That man on the Minnesota Vikings. number 8, you have Myles Garrett from Cleveland. Number 7, Derrick Henry. Number 6, Joe Burrow. Oh, that was awful. That was awful. You're doing it. You're better. There you go. You're so much better at it. Number 5, Patrick Mahomes. Number 4, Jamar Chase. Number 3, Josh Allen. Number 2, Lamar Jackson. And number 1, Mr. Saquon Barkley.
Man.
What do you think, Caleb? What would you change? What do you think they got right? What do you think they got wrong?
Everybody is tripping absolute ball sack that Jamar Chase is over Justin Jefferson. I said, you realize we're talking about 2025, right? If we're talking about 2025, I think we should be able to put Josh over Lamar.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, Lamar is just one of those quarterbacks that he puts up enough numbers every single year that you can't even really make an argument for it. So like, even if you disagree with that, there's so many stats to back it up that I'm not even really mad about it.
Yeah,
Jamar 100% deserves to be over Jettas, and I think I don't know where I'd put him necessarily, but I think PS2 at number 10 is a little low.
Yeah,
he could have gone higher in that.
I really don't hate anything about this ranking. I also agree with the Jamar Chase above Justin Jefferson. I think, yes, because you said 2025 and strictly the quarterback situation in Cincinnati compared to Minnesota. I mean, that alone is going to get that Jamar Chase that extra boost. But I do think Josh Allen should have been above Lamar Jackson. But like you said, those two are interchangeable. Lamar Jackson has the stats to back it up, so I understand it. But me personally, I would have put Josh Allen above Lamar Jackson.
Right.
That's all I have for football.
Love it, man. Love it.
We will get back into football later this episode. This is going to be pretty much
like to talk about this shirt that I'm wearing right here. Fresno State got their freaking ass whooped in their first game against Kansas. I don't know if you saw it, but they got their shit wrecked.
Yeah, what was it? 31-7? Something like that. 31-7. Yeah. And then came out week 2 against Georgia Southern and absolutely whooped up on them.
Yes, sir.
Bryson Donaldson, little Visalia boy, Mr. CVC, went off. Dude from LD, Marcel Atkins, got on the field.
Did he?
I don't know if you saw that. Yeah, he got on for a kickoff return. He was a blocker for a kickoff return, but he got on the field.
Atta boy.
Badass, dude. I sat next to that dude in history class. I called out my junior year history teacher with that dude having my back.
And I'm not going to lie to you guys. I had to sit behind Marcel in English, so I couldn't see shit, dude.
Yeah.
Marcel's a big boy.
He is a big boy. Yeah, but he's such a cool guy. I'm happy he got in. I'm happy he's enjoying his time there in Fresno. I love Marcel.
Yeah, that's sick. That's sick.
So big shout out to him. Hopefully he gets some more time on the field this year. Maybe, obviously, I'm never hoping for an injury for my favorite team, but if someone goes down, hopefully he's the guy that takes the place because I love Marcel.
Yeah.
Moving on to the MLB. We'll get back into college football here in a minute, but MLB. Kyle Schwarber on Thursday night hit 4 home runs with 9 RBIs in a 19-4 win over the Braves.
What a win, dude. Holy shit.
4 home runs. That's crazy. So big congratulations to him. I also, our fun fact for the week, it comes with a stat. This is the first MLB season in history with 3 different 4 home run games. So Kyle Schwarber on Thursday night, you had Nick Kurtz a couple weeks ago, and then Eugenio Suarez towards the beginning of the season.
No shit.
Yeah, so this is the first season with 3 different 4 home run games. So congratulations to all those guys. Congratulations, Schwarber. Next, I want to talk a little bit about the man from Pittsburgh, Mr. Paul Skeens. I saw this stat the other day, and I just had to talk about it. And he needs more credit. In his career so far, he has 50 career starts, 50 career starts.
Mm-hmm.
In that time, he only has given up 66 earned runs. You guys should see Caleb's face right now. Yeah. 66. He's only given up 11 more earned runs than starts. Oh, no. 16 more earned runs than starts. That's insane.
Well, have you seen the guy throw a baseball? Well, I mean,
that's true. That's
like,
true.
I'm not like shocked that he did it, but it's just like, damn, what a stat.
And I think he doesn't get as much credit as he deserves because he's on the Pirates and they're so god awful. But I mean, man, this guy's incredible. He's going to be a generational talent.
That's my American hero. So,
yeah, Mr. Paul Dunn.
Mr. Paul Dunn, dude. Paulie D.
One last piece of baseball news. I want to give a big congratulations to both Matt Chapman and Trevor Story. They both hit their 200th career home run since our last episode. So congratulations.
Damn.
I was just going to talk about Matt Chapman hitting it, and then I saw that Trevor Story also hit it. And I'm like, well, I like that guy, so I'll mention him too. College football, I want to talk about for a minute. Week 1 was this past week. I don't have a lot of stuff. I just want to talk about some of the big upsets. First, Miami takes down Notre Dame in week 1. Florida State beat Alabama in week 1.
Saw that, dude.
Yeah. Why?
Go Noles, baby.
And why can't I remember his name right now? The old dude. It was his last week.
What was his name?
You know who I'm talking about.
What was his name?
Oh,
shit.
Now it's going to kill me.
Great. Now we have to sit here for 30 minutes and wait for Jacob to look it up.
I'm going.
Do you know how dope this is knowing that I've sat here when we're recording and thought like, huh, I wonder how much time we've been talking. But now we have a timer. I could see how long we've been on.
Yeah. I like this new setup. We're going to have to pay for the premium, so definitely go donate because it's not cheap.
There's just one thing that I don't like.
What's that?
Is that on Zoom, I could change like the view, and I'm sure I could change the view on here as well, but your face is just like so big on my screen, and I don't want to... There's just so much Jacob going on my screen.
Good.
So that Panda Express I just had is starting to resurface.
Okay, that's messed up. Too far.
It's
too far.
It's just starting to get there because I'm just looking at the greasy hair popping out of that.
Lee Corso. I found it. Hey, Lee Corso. He went perfect on his picks, including the Florida State pick this week and his last week on College Game Day. But Yeah. So he picked his alma mater, Florida State, and he was the only one to pick them to beat Bama. Got it right. The last one, number three, Ohio State, rolls in to number one, Texas, and beats them in their own stadium. Good for them, man. I mean, yeah. Taking down Arch Manning, who's supposed to be incredible this year, so...
It's the beginning. He just doesn't look comfortable, man. Just doesn't look comfortable. We got to give him a little bit of time. For sure. Everybody's talking about that Arch Manning's going to be a cowboy. So hopefully we can get his ass turned around if that's the case. Because I'm not down for another Dak Prescott.
You want more than one playoff run?
I want more.
I don't blame you for wanting more, man. That's all I have for college football, unless you want to talk about something else.
Impressive win by UMiami.
Yeah.
UMiami freaking kicked ass. They look good. Michael Irvin was on the sideline tripping balls. Oh, do you know what I do want to talk about, actually? It kind of goes back to NFL that I forgot about.
Do it.
For all of you who hate the Cowboys, if you want to watch something that will make your day and just, like, really give you a deep dive into everything that's wrong with Dallas, go watch America's Team on Netflix. It's the new documentary about Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. This dude has not changed since the 90s at all. He's been the same dick since he owned it. He's been the same dick. That's the thing. This guy was never meant to own a football team. He struck oil and made like $300 million off of a freaking, miracle.
Yeah.
Now he owns a football team, and we're all screwed. But I just thought about that because it talks a lot about UMiami. But if you guys hate the Cowboys and you want more reasons to hate the Cowboys, go watch America's Team.
Yeah. I'll definitely have to go watch that then because I can't stand the Cowboys.
Yes. You can't stand anybody that's not the Broncos.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
What about the Bills?
I like the Bills. I like Josh Allen.
Yeah, well, you can't be mad at... Yeah, you can't say anything about the Bills because they bench you over and freaking... I mean, the Bills are your freaking daddy.
All right, moving on. About them.
The Bills didn't even lube up before that game. They just went in raw.
Bro, I'm not bleeping this. I hope you know that. That's too much.
That's fine, dude.
Just one piece of NBA news real quick before we get into our draft this week. John Wall has officially announced his retirement. In his career, he was a 5-time All-Star, All-NBA third team, All-NBA defensive second team, NBA All-Rookie team, a slam dunk contest champ, and the SEC Player of the Year. An incredible career from John Wall. So,
throw in the clap, my friend.
Oh. Well, actually, no, he deserves more. Why isn't it playing?
Oh, God. This is why we can't do it. Can't trust this guy.
We got the clap. It's fine. I had cheering,
Jake,
but it's not.
We had a moment, and then you just screwed it up.
It's not playing. I don't know. I give up. But, yeah, congratulations to him on a great career. Moving on to our fun segments of the episode. We have a draft this week, like we have every week.
Mm-hmm.
And Caleb came up with this draft a couple months ago, and I wanted to save it for week one because I thought it's a football draft, and I thought it'd be really fun to do with football season coming up. So our draft for this week is building our best quarterback.
Oh, sorry to cut you off. Also, the episode that we had recorded that didn't get to come out on time, that was supposed to be our last episode, we had a freaking awesome segment that I do want to do again.
Okay.
Remember the quarterback ranking one? No.
Okay. We'll do that another time because we have stuff planned out for today.
I'm just saying, it's badass. You guys are going to love it.
Yeah. So we will definitely be doing that soon. But for now, we have building our best quarterback.
Yes. So how do you have this set up? Are we going by attribute or are we just taking like just random picks?
We are just taking random picks. Like if you want Lamar Jackson's legs and that's like the highest, the most important, then you'll take Lamar Jackson's legs first.
Okay.
I am going to start off with, I don't even know, man. I don't know where to go here. I'm going to start off with arm. I am going to take, I'm going to take Josh Allen's arm strength.
Oh, you see, I was going to start with arm too. I'm not going, Josh Allen, obviously. I wasn't going to go Josh Allen. For arm strength, give me a prime Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Give me a prime Aaron Rodgers, man. Because what a dog.
You want his arm?
Yeah, he's a beast. Yeah,
absolutely. The next pick, I think it's obvious. I'm going to take Lamar Jackson's legs.
Okay. That's great. That's great. With my next pick, give me Drew Brees' accuracy.
Oh, we're taking like legends? Oh, that changes things. Okay, okay.
You think we're just doing current?
That's what I thought, but no, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it.
All right, man.
Accuracy?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if that's the case, I'm going to take Tom Brady's IQ.
I love that. I love that. It's okay, though. Give me Michael Vick's legs.
Yep. If I would have known we were doing legends, he probably would have been my pick, but it's okay. I'm not mad about having Lamar.
I'd take Lamar over Michael Vick any day. Don't do it, you son of a bitch.
I don't know where to go next.
Don't do it.
I don't know.
Any day now.
I'm going to go with Joe Burrow's accuracy.
Could have taken anybody's accuracy. You took Joe Burrow. Could have picked anybody in NFL history. Okay.
Yep. Yep. I went there. I went there.
That's great. I'm going build. Give me Superman Cam, baby.
Yep.
Give me Cam Newton for build.
Damn. Quarterbacks with the best build. Do I take Kyler Murray?
take Ben Roethlisberger.
I should have taken Tua's IQ. It was a joke.
You know what? I was going to take Tua's touch because that's not my pick, but Tua like is known for throwing a very beautiful football. Yeah.
Who has a great build? Who has a great build? Josh Allen would have been another great one for that.
Well,
you know what? Go ahead. All right. What were you going to say?
I was just going to help you with a build.
He has to be picked in this draft. I'm going to take Peyton Manning's build.
Take his build?
Yep.
I know you still have another pick, right?
Wait, we're doing six?
Oh, was that your fifth pick? Is this my last pick?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. God, I cannot believe you took Peyton Manning's build. That is pathetically Homer.
100%. I'll admit that. You're just missing IQ.
Do I have to go IQ?
Oh, I guess not. Go ahead.
Give me Matthew Stafford's pocket presence.
Oh, yep.
Well, guys, it's been decided. I won. I mean, I won.
For sure. You know football more. I did no research ahead of time.
I mean, this dude is so unstoppable. My guys, like, nobody's getting to this dude. He's got Michael Vick speed with Matthew Stafford pocket presence and an Aaron Rodgers arm. What the hell?
Yeah, you definitely won. I definitely took some homework picks, but it's okay. I'm not mad about it.
Oh, shit. I mean, Peyton Manning's build.
I'm not mad about it. We have plenty of time if you do want to do your segment.
No, it's okay. I want to save it.
Okay, this is going to be a short episode.
It's okay. It's our comeback.
All right, yeah. Well, it'll be a short episode. I'm editing, so it'll make my life easier. Real quick, before we get to start bench cut, which I also do not have planned out because I figured I would come up with something, and so I'm going to just throw one off the wall. I'll see if it sticks. But first, before we do that, I want to talk about our Super Bowl predictions. We're going into week one. I want to talk about them way too early. Super Bowl predictions. At the time of the first pick in the draft, I'll let you tell our fans first. Who do you think going to the Super Bowl? Who do you think's winning it?
Oh man! All right, hit you with some crazy shit here. Okay. And I mean this when I say it. The Buffalo Bills versus the Washington Commanders. Yep, I went there.
I don't hate that pick at all.
It's between three. In the NFC, it's between three. I think it's either going to be the Commanders, the Lions, or the Bucks. Or, no.
The Rams. I guess
four, because the Rams. Rams, Lions, Bucks, or Commanders. That's it.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think it'll be the Lions just because they have so many coaching changes and stuff. So I don't know if they're necessarily going to compete as much as they did last year. But I do agree that it's going to be the Bills from the AFC. I just can't see anyone stopping that team unless it's Josh Allen in the playoffs. That's the only thing I could see stopping them. But
the only other teams in the AFC that I could see winning it are either Kansas City or Cincinnati.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've always got a little glimmer of hope for my Broncos, but I don't think it's going to happen.
No, hell no. They're not getting through Cincy. They're not getting through Kansas. What the f? They're not getting through Cincinnati. They're not getting through Kansas City. They're not getting through Baltimore. They're not getting through Buffalo. They're not even getting through Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they'll definitely get through Pittsburgh.
Who, the Broncos?
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to take the Bills in the AFC, and I'm going to take the Rams in the NFC.
I love it.
It's hard to pick against them. So I got to go there. I don't like the Rams. I'm not a big fan of LA sports just in general, just because I'm a Bay Area sports fan.
But the Rams are just so damn respectable.
Yep, they are.
There's it's impossible to hate the Rams. They're just happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
But I get, not liking them sometimes. I feel like the Rams are sometimes like that cousin that you see at Thanksgiving that's just too happy that you don't want to talk to him.
Yeah.
That's the Rams.
Yeah. For our start bench cut this week. Oh, I should probably explain it first. For those of you new listeners or those of you who forgot since it's been so long since we had an episode, start bench cut is the last segment of our podcast. When we do this segment, it's how you know we get to the end of the episode. I will give us three things, three items, three events, three players. We have to start one, bench one, and cut one. This week, our start bench cut is going to be high school football, or not high school football. It's going to be football levels, so like levels of the game. And it's going to be which one would you like to most attend? So like which one would you attend first, and then second, and then third?
Okay.
So start bench cut this week is high school, college, and NFL.
Are we talking playoffs or are we talking regular season? That's a big difference. I feel like we have to put one.
We'll do playoffs.
We'll do playoffs?
Yeah, it doesn't change it for me, for sure. It doesn't change it.
It changes it for me.
Okay, go ahead.
Playoffs?
Yeah, playoffs.
I'm starting NFL.
Uh-huh.
I'm benching high school, and I'm cutting college.
Really?
Dude, well, I know we went to El Diamante High School, so we didn't get any playoff games.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I'm talking Friday Night Lights, packed out in one of those freaking high school stadiums, just losing their shit, a bunch of pissed off parents screaming because their kids scored a touchdown. That's sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I'm taking high school, just because of the culture, just because of Friday Night Lights, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's just because I've never experienced a high school football playoff game because my high school football team sucked ass. They were so awful. But
yes,
they had what?
Our junior year, we only won a single game.
Uh-huh.
And it was a rivalry game. So we have this rivalry between our high school and then a high school called Golden West called Battle for the Saddle. That's our Super Bowl because nobody else is doing shit else. So we lost every single game. And one Battle for the Saddle. Also, I heard a crazy stat line.
What's that?
I asked Eric, what were you doing Battle for the Saddle Night? He said, I was on the field. He said, I was pissed off trying to break something because we got 150 yards worth of personal fouls.
Yes, he did say that the other day. That's insane. That's why we won Saddle. Junior year, we won by a field goal, too. Yep. Junior year, we won one game, and it happened to be the rivalry game. Senior year, we also only won one game, and it was not a rivalry game. It was an away game against a nobody school.
Yeah.
That we won by mistake. Like, it was a fluke. So, yeah. I've never experienced a high school football game, so I'm going to have to cut high school football.
Wow.
Not saying that it won't be an electric environment. All of these would be electric, but but like that specifically. I'm going to start college. I love the atmosphere of a college football game. Like, I'm not going to lie, the only college football games I've ever been to are Fresno State games, and I know Fresno State has one of the most electric atmospheres in college football. Yes, I said it. They have the most electric atmosphere of a G5 school. I said it, and I'll stand by it. 100% the most electric atmosphere of a G5 school, and definitely some better than some SEC schools who aren't necessarily football schools. Or not SEC. Power 5 schools that aren't football schools. But college football, the environment's electric. Bucket list item is going to Mountain West. It's going to be Pac-12 here in the next couple of years, but going to a Fresno State Conference Championship game just because the Red Wave travels so well and that environment would just be electric.
It's just badass, dude, because college football is football culture. Like, yes. I get it. Like, NFL fans will do all sorts of crazy shit, but when you think football culture, you think college.
Yep. Yep.
When I think football, I don't think any NFL team. When I think football, I think Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan. Those are the teams I think. Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Those are the teams I think of for sure. And then that means I'm going to bench NFL just because an NFL playoff game would be badass to go see.
It's so sick, dude.
It'd be awesome.
Unless you're in Buffalo.
yeah.
Yeah, that was rough, dude. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. But that's all I have for this week.
Yeah. Also, I'd like to make another prediction. The Dallas Cowboys are getting the one seed in the NFC, by the way.
Oh, that's a hot take.
I went through, looked at the schedule, bro. We're getting the one seed.
Okay. Okay. You do you, Caleb. You say whatever you want to say. But I respectfully disagree.
In week 4, the Packers, we're beating them.
I hope Michael threw
that
Parsons.
In at the end. I threw that in at the end. Damn it. I'm excited to see you work on that one.
Damn it, Caleb.
Hey, guys, guess what?
Don't. I'm just going to cut out the end. This is it. I'm not even going to write times. I lost count. Screw you.
I love that he has to edit this. I'm going to have so much fun, dude.
I'm going to make you help me with the whole thing. But that's all I have for this week. Caleb. I want you to do the donating spiel, but I want it to be the best one yet because we need the pro for the Riverside software, and it's expensive. So we need the best donating spiel you've had.
Okay, listen up, everybody. Listen up. So we are two broke 19-year-old boys who aren't quite men yet, and we have a podcast. Okay, it's called Riding the Bench. You're listening to it right now. I don't know where you're listening to it. You're either listening to it on YouTube or Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Pandora or RSS. I don't give a shit where you're listening to it, but you're listening to it right now. And I'll tell you one thing about this show is that it is not cheap. Never has been cheap. Never will be cheap. In fact, if this thing keeps going, it's only going to get more expensive. So if you want to help us make our mark and chase our dreams in the sports world, in the entertainment world, go to rss.com/riding-the-bench. Click that little donate button at the top.
Damn it, Caleb.
Stop it. It's going to take you to a link that will tell you a little bit about us and what your money will be going towards. If you can donate something, that's awesome. If you can't donate something, then just shut up and keep listening to the show.
I love it, dude. That was the energy we needed because we need it now more than ever, folks.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull the card. It's my make-a-wish. Sorry, too soon?
No, I love it.
But yes, we would really appreciate it. We really want to keep expanding the show. That's why I'm learning how to edit. So we want to keep expanding, keep getting bigger and better, and that's not cheap. So please go donate.
I just farted.
Solid. With this new software, it's going to allow us to make clips a lot easier. And so that means we're going to be more active on our social medias. So go give us a follow both on Instagram and TikTok at Riding the Bench Pod. We will be very active on there soon, thanks to the Riverside software. So go give those a follow. Send us a DM letting us know what you want to see, what you want to hear, things you want us to talk about. Send us your hot takes. Send us a DM saying that Caleb's an idiot because he thinks the Cowboys are going to be the one seed.
What's our code word? One seed? Yeah, if you made it to the end of the episode, DM us one seed.
One seed, talking about the Broncos and the AFC West.
Not a chance in the AFC West. There are no seeds in the divisions, dumbass.
Well, you know what I mean. They're going to finish first place in the AFC West.
They're not.
I said it.
They're not.
I'll stand by it.
They're going to finish third.
Says the dude who thinks the Cowboys are going to win.
They're finishing third. That's just me talking shit, bro. The Broncos are finishing third.
No.
It's going to go Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders.
Nope. I think they'll finish above the Chargers for sure.
You're tripping.
But yeah, go give us a follow on all of our socials. Send us an email. We don't get emails very often. Send us an email at writingthebenchmedia.
Have you ever checked the Writing the Bench email?
Yeah. Yeah, I check it.
I've never checked
it. Send us an email at writingthebenchmedia@gmail.com. Because why not?
Yeah.
Send us a little, hey, how you doing? Send us number one.
Number one seed.
But if you like our show, tell your friends. If you don't like our show, tell your enemies, because they probably will. Thank you for listening. I guess I never thank our fans for listening, but thank you for listening. As a reminder, my name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown.
This has been the Ride of the Bench podcast. Stay benched, boys.